declare the meeting open at 5:30. And item two, acknowledgement. I acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyata people, and recognise contributions of Gariyata elders, past, present, and future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Item three, recordings of attendance as listed. No one absent. 3.2, apologies. There is nil. 3.3, approved leave of absence. There is nil. 3.4, disclosures of interest. Do I have any disclosures of interest? There is nil. Item 4, response to previous questions taken on notice. Questions taken on notice at public, from the public at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 8th of November 2016. There is nil. 4.2, questions taken on notice from community members at the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 8th of November 2016. 4.21, Ron Atwood. item 5, applications for leave of absence. Do I have any applications? There is nil. Item 6, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communications. Do I have any applications? There is nil. Item 7, public time. This meeting has been recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording, your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not in use during the meeting. In accordance with Section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in a tray provided. So open public question time at 5:34. As there's no members of the public, we'll close public question time at 5:34. And open 7.2, open public statement time at 5:35. As there is no public present, we'll close the public statement time at 5:35. 7.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There is nil. Item 8, questions from members without notice. Councillor Tarvo.
No, nothing. Thanks.
Ms. Panganis.
Yep, I have one question. I note that in the attendance we have Councillor Tabo as a member of this committee, and I also note that in an email from Grace dated the 26th of October 2016, Councillor Melville was appointed to this committee at the 10th of August 2016 council meeting. My question is, has he resigned from this committee?
No, he hasn't.
No, so in our terms of reference of this committee, under section 5.1, the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee will comprise of 6 members, 4 elected members, and 2 independent members. So if we have, so how many councillors have we got?
We have 4.
4 plus.
No, we have 4.
are you not part of the four?
I am.
But Councillor
Melville
is also a member of this committee. He was appointed.
No, he's not.
Could you please clarify that, because I raised that question.
Councillor Tarvo was appointed by council.
Yeah.
As the position that became vacant was for the deputy mayor's position. Okay, so when I moved to the acting mayor's position, then Councillor Melville moved into the original deputy mayor's position. And then as we had some issues with the process on the deputy mayor's position, Councillor Melville wasn't actually...
deputy.
That's correct. He wasn't actually deputy. So the then Councillor... would you like... You would like to clarify?
Yeah. I can pass some clarification. So expanding on what Mayor Blanco has said, the appointment of Councillor Melville to the committee was only for an interim period until the after the mayoral election, in which case the mayor took on, the newly appointed mayor took on all of the duties and all of the positions on a number of different committees and external working groups that the previous mayor was on. And then therefore the appointment of Councillor Melville onto the ARG expired, and then we had to appoint another ARG committee member.
So he's no longer
So
he's no longer a member of this committee. Yeah, that's my... And you said you're still a member of this committee, but he's no longer a member of this committee. So we maintain the composition as four elected members into independent members.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anything further, Ms. Pinga?
I have... just in relation to... through the chair, just in relation to... the questions or clarifications we have to make in relation to these materials for tonight, for discussion tonight. Should we ask those questions now or as we debate on the particular item?
You can ask them now if you want.
Yeah. Okay, so in relation to the... attachment 3, the risk register. I'd like to ask if on the first item, which is in relation to the application of DRB mass accommodation just on the first line. Our risk action plan is to accept the risk. My question is this within the risk appetite of the, this is a very high risk, is this still within the risk appetite of the council? So the second question is, in relation to the whole presentation of the risk register, I have communicated a suggestion before that we include a timeline of completion. That way for KPI purposes, we know what we're aiming. It's with KPIs, the time factor is quite important as a measure of your performance, of the performance of the council. So is it possible that we, my question is why the timeline hasn't been incorporated with this this risk register.
So we're just referring to the first item?
That's...
Yes, is that what you're referring to, just the first item?
No.
No, the first line on the risk.
The first question was in relation to the first line. The second question on timeline refers to the presentation of the risk register.
So... we might just answer the first one. Would you like to answer that?
So
until such time as we adopt a different rating strategy for the tourist accommodation. We are accepting the risk that there's potential that if going into the 17-18 budget, if tourism rate in the dollar stays as it is and the mass accommodation, that we will need to seek ministerial approval. But we, at the administration, are happy to do that. We'll have justification of why we think we can raise additional rate in the dollar for the tourists and the mass accommodation. But there is that risk that the minister may come back to us and say that you need to reduce the rate in the dollar. And at that time, then we do some rate modelling. So until that comes around, we accept the risk.
Can I just clarify that? So that first line, the yep. risk related to mass accommodation.
And the tourism.
And the tourism, yep. that's is already... it's already done because yeah. we've already... the minister has already approved the rate in the dollar for those categories.
That's just for 1 year, though. So
yeah, that's right.
Every year.
But this one is referring to 16-17 rating strategy. So as
until we have a new one.
That's right.
There is still that risk.
Okay.
It's still there.
So the second question is the timeline.
Well, I could answer that. Yeah. We have already done it within the timeline because we've already adopted the budget, and that's relating to the 16-17 rating strategy. So,
I think my point there is a more specific timeline. So, if we are aiming to achieve this by the end of the financial year, then, for example, then we should say that rather than. It's like a shifting target. So if we clarify a timeline, we clarify a target period, then it's easier for us to really monitor how we're progressing in accomplishing that. That's just my point.
Is that a point or a question? Do you like that answer?
My initial question is why we haven't included a timeline, which I have noted in previous meetings.
So just reading down the list. All of them at the moment would be ongoing. At the moment, the risks are only coming out of the council reports. Until we have the risk management framework in place, we won't have that. We don't have that comprehensive list of risks, and at that point, then we'll absolutely be having a time frame allocated because we'll be identifying them and recording them on the register. As business, as a part of your business, so all managers and directors will be reviewing all of their business areas. But at the moment, the way that we're gathering the risks, and it's not perfect, but it's coming through all of our council reports. So we'll see the February ARG meeting, we'll be presenting the risk framework to ARG, and then we'll start to see a more robust register, and then the time frame will be really applicable. But at the moment, most of these would just be on, they'd be ongoing. The risk action plan for most of them have mitigated the risk as far as we can.
Anything
for your question?
Yeah, to some extent. But
yeah.
I think it's still a shifting target at this stage. In relation to item 6, and the risk action plan is to control a traffic plan, it's still within the risk register. So I'd like to know what is the status of the traffic plan and how will the traffic plan reduce the risk?
Again, it's item 6.
In the risk register.
Attachment 3, item line 6.
Okay. Did you get the question?
We can't do anything until we've heard back from Main Roads.
The traffic plan is going to be prepared by Main Roads. It's not our own traffic plan.
I have to take it on notice for the Director of Works and Services, but as far as I know, we're still waiting feedback from Main Roads.
I think there's this is so I have to phrase this as a question. On items 2 and 3 of the risk register, is this an error? Because under the officer's status update, it seems to have captured 2 and 3, and I think the comments in number 3 is applies to comment number 2. I don't know whether that's an error. Is that an error?
In number 3, reflect number 2. Okay. These two are similar in nature.
Three refers to me, am I?
I think that's probably an error.
So item number 2, community contribution for MyMI, number 3, FMG memberships.
Second last one.
Officers status update, 2 and 3. I think they refer to the same.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Director, do you have an answer for that? Do you want to take it on notice?
I'll note that that is an incorrect answer. We'll have to copy and paste. We'll update the status for next time. However, I can basically, if the risk is being mitigated through ensuring that that income is not relied on and it's budgeted to be transferred to reserve. So if it's not received, it's not relied on, so that's what's meant to be in there. But I'll have it updated for next meeting.
That's all. Thank you.
Councillor Newbury?
No, thanks.
Councillor Whitlow?
Yes, on the... I've only got a very small screen, so I'm finding it very difficult to get to the actual one. But you'll recognise that it's the one concerning the RVs going into the... turning into Kingswood Smith. And the classification of the vehicles that may be allowed. We see that as being a reduction in risk. I don't see it that way at all. There will be actually more volume of vehicles.
Do you have a question, Council?
Yes, I don't see that any way at all. What is the view of the Council?
The view of the administration.
Yep.
Director?
I'll have to take that one on notice because it's not my area.
Any other further questions, Councillor Whitwell?
Yeah. The other issue is this. It's a broad issue, and it relates to most of the items here. That we say we mitigate by giving them a letter and asking whether they're going to do it again, say with the mayor. But it applies to my. It's hardly a mitigation strategy. I mean, what's going to happen if our revenue goes?
Do you have a question, Councillor?
Yeah, that's all right. What is that? Is it a mitigation strategy, in fact? Because what happens when our revenue goes down? Isn't that the question?
Director?
Is there a specific item you're referring to?
I'm referring to the Myanmar item.
Oh, the Myanmar.
The first page, but it generally applies.
So I think next meeting there'll be a further update on the Myanmar. At this stage, that is all we've got. That is all that has been
done.
Yeah, correspondence via letter. But there will be more update next meeting because there's more action being undertaken.
So what do we do about the outcomes? What do we do about potential outcomes? That's the question. Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway,
do you like to say that on notice, Director? Or?
There's probably nothing more I can say on that one until to have confirmed a couple of things. So, it's probably confidential at this stage, that particular one.
Okay, so he's asked a question, so
we'll
take it on notice.
Yeah, and when we can. And,
it's a general contextual thing, I'm interested in that one particular
item. Okay. So, I just wanted to confirm that issuing a letter, isn't a risk mitigation plan?
It's sort of a risk mitigation letter, right? But it's not saying what can we do about it, right? Apart from accepting a shot.
I can take that as an improvement opportunity.
I think we have to take it as a question on notice.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going into debate the item.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you have any further questions, Councillor Whitlock?
I know our risk register is not complete, but there's just one very small effect of risk, but it could be highly dangerous risk. Just down here in the little wooden steps that go down to the beach, they are absolutely appalling. And as you know, I know we shouldn't be bringing up particular issues.
Councillor, is that in the item here tonight? Where is it? In the item?
Well, it's not in the item.
Okay,
it's
so we won't be discussing that tonight. Do you have any further questions, Councillor? Mr. Atwood.
So questions from members without notice, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard there was a feasibility study of $10,000 to $20,000 done on the sand at Finnegan Island boat ramp.
Mr. Atwood, that is not in the agenda tonight.
Okay.
So just limit the questions to what's on the agenda paper.
So you want out of the agenda, right? Okay. My first question then is on the outstanding decisions. Top of the page is we have a quarter report from January to March 2015. It's 70% completed. Here we are in financial year 16-17. Why is it taking so long?
That question has been asked and answered at the previous one of the previous ARGs, but I'll pass it on again to the director. Would you like to take that on notice?
Yeah, I'll have to take that on notice, okay. But it is just in relation to item 4.
That's right.
Then going to the next one, it's the same one with a quarterly review in 2015 again, sort of thing. I see you've come back with part 4 and 6 have been currently investigated by the officers. How is priority given to Kashaka's closed for maintenance? What's the maintenance going to do with the report?
Director?
Yeah. So it's in regards to budget, so at the moment the priority is to get Shack opening and functioning with the planned works. If there is sufficient budget, those items will be looked at separately. But those particular items were not included in the budget. Wanting to focus on the works to get Shack open, the plant room and the filtration system.
If I compare the both, right, they're both at the same time, one's 75% complete, the other's only 20% completed, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's over two financial years here we're talking. This is the third financial year now.
Director?
So through the chair, the budget for 16-17 was quite tight and only priority items were included. So this item will remain on there, part 4 and 6. Until such time as there's budget being allocated.
So, if I go to the top one, it says the third quarterly, January to March 2015, is in review. You know, this.
Director. just take it on notice for review?
Yes, if there's a specific question.
Okay. Is your specific question, Mr. Atwood, on that item?
My specific question is, why is a quarterly budget for 2015 taking so long to be completed?
The quarterly budget review?
Well, it is. It's financial review of the third quarter being January to March 2015.
Okay, we'll take that on notice, Mr. Atwood. Any further questions?
Yes. We go to the third AGR. Go to the fifth one, the boat ramp.
The page.
Page.
Third, the risk register.
Risk register.
Mm-hmm. On here it says the dredging at the boat ramp was completed. Right. There's pictures on Facebook of showing a big hump of island in the middle of the channel. When the completed was completed, who does the authorization that it has been completed and it gets paid? Was there a sounding mechanism done on the whole of the dredge part, or what went on?
Okay, we'll take that on notice.
The other thing is, people made a complaint that they've had a problem with the island. It hasn't been removed there in the boat ramp. The other one is, I heard the budget has overrun on this agenda item. Is that correct or not?
We haven't had any information to council on that yet.
As far as I understand, through the chair, as far as I know, it hasn't.
Hasn't run over budget?
No, not the expenditure.
So at the moment it's been signed up as completed?
Okay. I'm unclear on that.
Because what I'm saying here is, I'd like to know who endorsed it at the
You've asked that question previously, and we're going to get you that answer.
Can you name the person who authorised that it has been? That day be paid?
Ms. Atwood, I don't have that information. I'm happy to supply any information relating to that tender. There is no secrets about it, so we'll get that information to you. Anything else, Ms. Atwood?
The other question was with regards to the workshop. Can we talk about that or not? On the 16th.
The workshop for the ARG?
Yeah.
You can ask a question about it.
Is there any provision there for us to put in some agenda items or not? Or is it already set in concrete?
It's a workshop, a training workshop, to my understanding.
Yes.
Is it the one?
Hang on.
On the sorry.
16th. I said 16th.
The 12th.
16th on my diary.
Can we get some clarification on the date? And
it's on the 12th. Monday the 12th.
Change that.
No, always been Monday the 12th.
It's always been.
You want me to go to my diary and bring it in?
Yeah, the appointment.
It's the 12th.
It's the 12th, Mr. Atwood. Okay, the 12th. Is there any...
Nothing? So it's specialised WALGA training, so they've already got the outline set.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I will give them our standing orders and an agenda as backup, but they will go through certain things. You do have an opportunity to raise questions and ask anything on the process of how meetings are run and how to debate. But they do have a set structure on what they cover off on.
Okay. Item 9, declarations of...
Is there any chance of asking any questions?
No, we've... You had your opportunity, we're on item 9. Declarations.
Thank you.
Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, please? Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of audit, risk and governance committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 8th of November, 2016. Do I have a mover in that officer's recommendation? Move, Councillor Miss Panganis. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Items passed 6-0. Item 11, announcements from Pasaradi men without discussion. There is nil. Item 12, reports from officers. 12.1.1, monthly audit risk and governance committee reports. The officers' recommendation on page 15. Officers' recommendation 1. Do I have a mover in the officers' recommendation? Move, Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Blanco, do I have any against? Speakers for, Councillor Tarvo. Speakers for, Councillor Blanco. Speakers against, Ms. Panganis.
Look, this is fairly straightforward recommendation. It basically says to receive the following reports. The reports are there. They may have some issues or questions on them, but it's asking to receive it. So it's not a not anything that's going to change the world in doing it. So
thank you, Councillor Tarvo. I concur with Councillor Tarvo on that. Speakers against, Ms. Panganis?
As I just noted earlier, I'm happy to accept these. I'm not totally against these, but I'd like this to be received by the committee subject to those amendments. There's some amendments to be made. So if those amendments can be made before it's, so where this report goes to. So I just would like those amendments to be made rather than accepting it as it is at the moment, because there's some errors.
Speakers for, speakers against.
My concern is, endorsing something here, which we've got questions taken on notice about it. I think I endorse number 2, the completion report, which is automatically, but taking questions on things which I felt that should be in the answers before I accept those things. So with questions being on notice, I don't want to accept it.
Speakers for. Speakers against?
Look, I think there's some merit in having a retrospective look at this, right? Because there are some errors, actual errors in here. And I think if somebody put their mind to it, they'd pick them up pretty quickly. The issue is that basically I think it's got to be brought up to greater standard until we can actually agree with this proposal.
Speakers for? Speakers against? Write a reply. Councillor Tarvo?
So, understand the arguments that have been put forward, but again, it's to receive the report as it is. Questions on notice doesn't stop us receiving this report. So, the Directors take it on notice, those questions will come back to us. It's not a reason to stop us receiving the report. It's, again, the questions will come back to us. There's nothing, I don't think there's actually wrong in there. There's some clerical issues maybe, but, you know, most of the data in there is correct. If you look at some of the things that we're talking about here, if it's a timeline, you know, it's referring to the start date in the first column, it's referring to a financial year, so it's actually telling you what year, what our actual deadline is. I don't think there's anything there. You know, risk isn't incorrect or anything like that, the actual major things. So we should be supporting this, receiving the reports, and moving forward.
Thank you, Councillor Tarvo. Put it to a vote. Those in favour of the officer's recommendation, show of hands, please. Those against, motion is lost. 2-4-2. Officer recommendation 2, with respect to the schedule of Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting 2017, the committee 1, cancels the meeting scheduled for the 3rd of January 2017 due to the limited availability of committee members and town officers, and 2, agrees to hold the first meeting of 2017 on the first Tuesday of February, being the 7th of February 2017 at 5:30 Council Chambers. Do I have a mover in that officer recommendation? Move Councillor Tarvo. Do I have a seconder? Ms. Panganis. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 6-0. Item 13, motions of which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 14, a new business of an urgent nature, there is nil. Item 15, matters for which meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is nil. Item 16, closure. 16.1. So the next Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting will be held on Tuesday, the 7th of February 2017. And commencing at 5:30. So I will close the meeting at 6:05. Thank you for attending.